Bible reading number 289, Matthew 28, verses 1 through 15. The Empty Tomb. After the Sabbath day, when Sunday morning was dawning, Mary, the one from Magdala, and the other Mary were on their way to look at the grave. Suddenly there was a great earthquake. An angel of the Lord came down from heaven. He went to the large stone and rolled it away. Then the angel sat on top of it. His appearance was shining like lightning. His clothes were as white as snow. The men who were guarding the tomb trembled with fear. They acted as if they were dead men. The angel said to the women, "Don't be afraid. I know you are looking for Jesus, who was nailed to the cross. He is not here. He was raised from death, just as he said. Come, look at the place where he lay. Go quickly and tell his followers, 'Jesus has been raised from death.' Listen, he will go ahead of you to the land of Galilee. You will see him there. Remember, I told you." The women left the tomb quickly. They were afraid, yet very happy. They ran to tell Jesus' followers. Suddenly, Jesus met them. He said, "Greetings." They went to him, held on to his feet, and worshipped him. Then Jesus said to them, "Don't be afraid. Go, tell my brothers that they must leave for Galilee. They will see me there." The soldiers told a big lie. While the women were going, look, some of the guards went into Jerusalem. They told the most important priest everything which had happened. The priest had a meeting with the Jewish elders. They decided to give the soldiers some money to lie. They said to the soldiers, "Say this, while we were sleeping, the followers of Jesus came at night and stole his body. If the governor hears about this, then we will make him believe us. We will fix it, don't worry." So the soldiers took the money and did as they were told. This rumor has spread among the Jewish people until this very day.